Colleagues, welcome back to the office. Welcome to our podcast for today. Welcome to All About Adobe Acrobat Part 2. In this series, we are examining one of the most commonly used business applications, Adobe Acrobat, to determine how we can use this incredible tool to create better and more efficient and more effective PDF documents. We're always exchanging documents with our clients. We're always exchanging documents with colleagues and with people inside and outside of our organization. So how can we do this more effectively, and how can we utilize this tool to give us the best possible document that we can share? Now, in part one of this series, we went and did a good overview with respect to how Acrobat works, the different features and plugins and licensing methods that are available to it, you know, some of the major functionality groups that are present, for example, creating PDFs, editing PDFs, organizing PDFs, as well as sharing forms and more. In subsequent episodes, we're going to dive into each one of these feature groups and learning how to effectively leverage every one of these features inside of it. You know what? I'm a big fan that if you're going to pay for an application, you should definitely get the best bang for your buck. So in today's course, we are going to explore all the different ways that we can create PDFs, organize PDFs, and comment and edit PDFs. So we'll talk about essentially the different methods of originating content inside of Acrobat. You know, whether we're creating it from scratch, scanning a document, creating it from our mobile phone, and more. So this series will hopefully give you enough insight to be able to leverage that Acrobat tool effectively and efficiently for everything that you choose to use. All right. So before we get started today, I do want to remind you that this is a CPE eligible webinar and podcast. Regardless if you're watching it live or if you're watching it or listening to it after the fact on the podcast platform of your choosing, you can earn CPE credit for listening or watching today's podcast. After watching or listening, head on over to cpetoday.com. Use course code AAA2. You'll take a brief 5-question quiz and you will earn a credit for today's class. It's efficient, it's easy, it's fast. It is the Adobe Acrobat of CPE education. In fact, you will get a PDF, which you can then use to maintain your licensing, and a PDF certificate of your credits today. So after watching or listening, if you'd like credit for today's class, head on over to cpetoday.com and use course code AAA2. Alrighty. So let's go ahead and get into it. Let's go ahead and talk about some different methods that we can create PDFs. So PDFs can be used pretty much anywhere, and that's one of the main reasons why we like to use them so much. They are available on Linux operating systems, mobile phones, Windows, Mac, and just about anything else. You can use it virtually on any device, from embedded systems to complicated computer systems and more. Okay, what PDFs are intended to do is they are intended to replicate a physical piece of paper, you know, so that's always something to kind of remind yourself with respect to when you're creating a document, is that it is intended to kind of go back and to create that piece of paper, whether it is in the United States, letter size or legal size, or if you're abroad, it could be the A3, the A4 and more. Ultimately, PDFs, portable document format, is intended to create that particular document, but digitally, you know. So what's cool about it, you can create it, send it to somebody, they can choose to print it, and it will remain that fidelity of that document. It can always go back to that printed form. So the digital version, though, of these documents, you know, has a bunch of additional features inside of it, from, for example, including embedded multimedia to security features and more. Now, creating the PDF, there's lots of different opportunities that you can do with it. One of the really kind of cool things about this is that virtually anything can become a PDF. And there are a half a dozen ways I can think of right off the top of my head with respect to creating PDF documents that you can use. Starting first and foremost with any file can be dragged into the application. You can pull, you know, a Word file, a PowerPoint file, an Excel file, an image or more directly inside of Acrobat, and it will create a PDF from that document. So the fact that it could virtually be used anywhere makes it great when we're like trying to get information out of any application. We can always take it to PDF format and then be able to at least send it to somebody else, and they can print it if they so desire. So some major ways that we can do this. Well, we can create them directly inside the application, and I'm going to demonstrate this here in a little bit, but we could, for example, use the create functionality inside of Acrobat and create it by pointing it at a specific file, okay? We can convert something into an Acrobat format by using the application itself. We can originate source documentation directly inside the application. So for example, we can start with a blank document and write if we so desire. We can create a PDF directly from our scanner if we so desire. We can create a PDF from our clipboard. And we can even use what's called the Adobe Acrobat Distiller or the Adobe Acrobat Printer to be able to print from any application that we would like. Let's go ahead and switch over and take a look at some different methods of creating PDFs. Okay, so I am in Adobe Acrobat Pro. As a quick reminder, there are three versions of Acrobat. You have Adobe Reader, you have Standard, you have Pro. Reader only reads, only creates. You can do some very, very limited editing, mostly around commenting or, for example, reviewing, striking something through, highlighting, adding a comment. Standard lets you start authoring stuff, gives you a little bit more features and functions. But the real workhorse, the functionality that gives you the most power is going to be that Pro version. Okay. Now, everything we're going to talk about today is available in either the Standard or Pro, but I'm using Pro just so you can know. And we're going to talk about these row of functions right here are creating and editing. And if we have enough time, although it might be safe for another podcast, we'll take a look at these sharing and review questions. Sorry, these sharing and review functionalities as well. Now, before we actually start with the application, I want to draw your attention to the fact that when you have either the Standard or Pro, you get the Adobe Printer. So if we open up our start menu here and we just type in printer, okay, we will come into our printer settings. And it's going to look different on a Mac, but it's virtually the same. And you'll see here that once Acrobat's installed, we get this Adobe PDF printer. Okay, just realize that that's there. Any application that you can print from, you can create a PDF from, which is pretty nifty. So if you've got, for example, an old archaic system that doesn't have a lot of really good reporting options, well, as long as you can print, you can be able to use this Adobe printer and you can create a document just by printing something just like you normally would. Let's go ahead and quickly take a look at this from the perspective of using our internet browser. So I'm going to open up Edge here, and I'm going to show you two different ways that you can create a PDF, which is pretty nifty. Let's say, for example, I am over here, and I'm doing some research on IRS expense guidelines. I want to be able to print this and create a PDF from it. Okay, using the Adobe Distiller, all I have to do is hit Control-P, and I could pop this up, and I can create a document, a PDF document right inside of Edge. Okay, so if we look over here on the left hand side under our chosen printer, you'll see Adobe PDF listed right here, and it'll go ahead and create this PDF document using that Adobe Acrobat Distiller, that printer, and it'll create that. This would be the same whether you're using it in Edge, Chrome, your reporting system, any solution. If you have the ability to print, you can print directly and create that PDF right from this application. Okay, it'll take a second. It'll give you a opportunity to name the file if you like. You can also change the location if you'd like as well, and it will go ahead and print this into PDF format. So the nice thing about this is that you will always be able to get something out into that PDF format, even if saving as a PDF is not an option for that given application. So when it's done, okay, let's switch over here. We can see it's actually running at the moment, and we can see that it is sending those pages to the distiller, creating that PDF for us. Now, I want to point out, I'm actually kind of cheating here, because both Edge and Chrome have built-in save PDF functionality right into it. If you want to create something inside of both Edge or Chrome, you can create a PDF as long as you can open either that website or file inside of it. You don't have to use the Adobe functionality. Okay, let me just go ahead and kill that, and let me just show you what I mean. Okay, so if I go to print this, I could choose to use the Adobe. Okay, and if I have the Adobe Distiller installed, that's a great way of creating that PDF document. But also realize that inside some applications, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, those are good examples, as well as Edge and Chrome. If we come up here, instead of choosing the Adobe PDF printer, I can just choose Save as PDF. And there's a built-in tool that will essentially do that for us. So it's pretty much the same thing. But I like to use the Adobe printer whenever possible because it gives me additional capabilities beyond what the initial operating system or the application will. It gives me, for example, the ability to password protect the document, save it in different formats, for example, like saving it optimized for web so it uses compression on images. And I generally find that the Adobe printer will give me a better, higher quality print and a better, higher quality PDF than I will with the native installer and the native save as PDF functionality in whatever application I'm choosing to use. So just know that you can create PDFs two different ways. That distiller, that PDF functionality, is available anywhere where you can actually print something. So save some trees. Instead of printing something to a printer, save it as a PDF and you get that nice permanent record of that particular document. So that's pretty cool. So that is the first way that we can create PDFs. We can use that distiller. Okay. The next thing that we can do is we can drag virtually anything into Acrobat and it will create a PDF for us. So as an example here, I'm going to open up Explorer. Okay. I'm going to open up and go to just where I happen to have some example documents here. So I have some images. Okay. And if I just drag them in, notice how it turns to copy. Okay. I could pull these here or I could pull it to the icon in the doc if I'd like to. And if I just drag this in, I can even attach it to a different document if I'd so desire. Okay. And in doing so, what we will do, let's go ahead and try that one more time, is that it will create a PDF for me and it will open up that particular document. Here you go. You can see that this happens to be a receipt. So just realize you can create one or multiple files by just dragging them into the application. If I drag six, like I'm going to do right here, it will go ahead and ask me if I would like to create a single document or if I want to put them all into separate documents. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and put these into one documents. I've dragged six images in here. Okay, and we can see that it is in fact creating those PDFs directly for me. And I have a nice PDF of all of those particular documents. So that's another method in terms of creating those PDFs. So we can print them. We can drag virtually anything in here. As another example, we could drag in a Word file. We could drag in an Excel file. We can drag in anything. As long as Acrobat can open it, we can go ahead and we can see that file being created as a PDF. Now, inside of Acrobat, if we come up here to the Tools menu, and from the Tools menu, we come and we select Create PDF. Okay, this is going to give us the full listing of different options for creating PDFs inside of here. Okay, we can create a single file. We can create multiple files. Okay, we could scan something. We can bring in something from the web page. We can also just copy and paste something in as well. Now, if we create a single file, what this will do is that it will select multiple files that we can then combine into a single document. So creating a PDF allows us both to create it as well as combine. You know, so if we, for example, had some different documents listed here, okay, we can do that exact same process again where we can select those images and we can go ahead and create those in. Now, if we want to, okay, create from multiple files, okay, the single file, sorry, to be clear, the single file will do a single file. Multiple files will do multiple files. We can create a PDF adding multiple documents. And so this is how this would work. We would come and select, in this case, all of these files if we'd like. And it will create a document allowing us both to create it as well as merge them together. So in this particular instance, it'll bring us into our combine view. And we'll talk more about that here in a minute. But in a nutshell, we can put the files in whatever format that we would like. And when we're happy with it, click this combine and it will go ahead and create that PDF from all those separate documents that we have selected here. Okay, so that is a method of creating a PDF from multiple files. Now, there's a little bit more with combines, but so we'll talk about that here in a minute. Now, in the Create PDF, we also have some other options. We can scan, which is pretty nifty as well. With the scan functionality, what we can actually end up doing here is that we can take a paper document and we can scan it directly in. Okay. And from here, we can actually do it from our mobile device. We can also do it from our Twain-enabled scanner as well. We can create a document directly from our web page. Okay, so from our particular web pages that maybe, for example, we want to be able to Maybe we want to, for example, to be able to create a document from a web page where we want it to have maybe for research purposes or archival purposes. This is actually pretty nifty. From this particular section under web page, you can specify either a HTML file on your computer, okay, or you could just tell it to go to a particular website. Let's go ahead and go back over here to our IRS-enabled website. And we've got our publication 463 here for travel, gift, and car expenses. And let's say we wanted to create a PDF for this just for research purposes so we could more easily search this page and all related content to it. Well, one of the cool things is we can take this, okay, and we can come on over here to Acrobat. And we could plop in that URL listed here, okay? And then we could tell it, for example, just to download that page, or we can do capture multiple levels. And we could say, you know what? I want you not only to get this particular page, but I also want you to get all the links that are linked to it. You know, so if there happens to be additional content elsewhere, we can get those pages as well. Okay, we could tell it to save on the same path, stay on the same server. There's some additional features and functions, whether it should create bookmarks and tags, you know, and we can even tell it and give it a little bit of a hint of whether it's an HTML document, which is a website, or just a text document. Now, I'm only going to let this run for a second just so you can see it, but it will connect to that website and it will start to download the content from that website. So imagine you're trying to do things for like discovery or research purposes where you need to create a record of something on the web. Well, this is a great way to be able to download an entire website without having to go to each individual page and click it. It works really efficiently. However, in the interest of time, I'm not going to let this whole page download because it's like 100 pages long and we've got more important things to do. Okay. Now, one of the other things that we can do with this is that we can also create content from our clipboard. So if we happen to go to, you know, Word document, an Excel document, wherever, we can actually select stuff. So let's just go ahead and select maybe a selection of text from here, maybe this first section. Okay, we can copy it. And then we can come back over here to Acrobat. We can select from the Create PDFs clipboard, create. Okay, and it will create a document from whatever is in our clipboard. So again, as long as you can get to the thing that you want, and you can copy and paste it even, you can create a document right inside of Acrobat. So the last option with respect to creating documents here is this blank page. And from this blank page, literally it is a blank page. And if we wanted to, although it would be incredibly painstaking, we can come over here and we can edit this PDF and we can create our own document from a blank PDF. Okay, so if we wanted to author documents inside of this, we certainly can, but I will point out that Acrobat is not really intended to be an authorship tool, but rather a publishing tool. So you have lots of options. I think we listed 6 or 7 here. The other one that I will mention also is the fact that you can create a PDF directly inside of Office using the plugins for Microsoft Office, which are available in Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and more. We covered these in episode 1 of this particular series, but just to remind you, inside of Word, Excel, or PowerPoint, if you have the standard or pro version, under the Acrobat section here, you'll have a special menu bar, and you can actually create your PDF documents inside of this. In my opinion, you know, the PDF, the full version of Acrobat is so powerful and so useful in what you choose to use it for that, you know, it is an indispensable tool for business. Now, let's talk about another type of creating PDF. We already touched upon this for a few minutes, which is combining PDFs. Okay. Now, we can create a single page, we can create multiple pages, but sometimes maybe we need to combine multiple things together, either multiple different file types like a PDF with images, with a Word file, with an Excel file, or maybe it's just multiple PDFs together. But often we need to be able to manage the printed page. Well, Adobe Acrobat allows us to be able to combine these PDFs quite simply and easily. We have 2 different types. We can create a consolidated PDF, and we can also create what is called a portfolio PDF. The biggest difference between this, a combined PDF will make every page a page inside the document itself. You know, so if I were to look at this, it was 100 page documents, there'd be 100 pages inside of it. We also have this thing called a portfolio PDF that allows us to be able to create a PDF of PDFs where each PDF is distinct from other PDFs inside of it. What's kind of cool about that is that it maintains the file structure of each individual document inside of it. And it's a great way to be able to send multiple things over without without muddying the waters, if you'll allow me that metaphor, because it keeps every document separate from every other document. Let's go ahead and take a look at how we might combine PDFs and some of the cool features that would go with it. Now, so back inside of Acrobat, we're going to come to our Tools menu, and from our Tools menu, we're going to go ahead and select Combine Files here. Now, where I want to draw your attention to is up here in the menu bar, and you'll see there is a Options menu. If we select this, this is where we're going to get some options with respect to how to create and combine these documents together. Okay, first and foremost, what type of file size are we looking for? Standard, medium, or large, depending on the nature of what type of document you're creating. Like if it's going to be browsed on the web or on mobile devices, you might want the small. If it's going to be printed, you're definitely going to want that larger file size. Generally, I live over here under the small file size because most of the time the stuff I'm using is going to be email. Okay. Now, the next feature that I want to show you is this one down here. Okay. Save as a PDF portfolio. If we enable that option, it creates that PDF of PDFs. Okay. Where each file is distinct from every other file. More on that here in a moment. Okay, the other files here, the other option here is for the most part are pretty standard stuff about creating bookmarks or combining or continuing if an error occurs. You can, for example, always tell it to delete the source files if you want. You know, it's up to you in terms of those specific options. Now, we can either go through the menu here or we can just drag our documents in. And so let me go ahead and come over here to our combine documents. Okay. And we happen to have a couple of images and we also happen to have a couple of PDFs and we're going to go ahead and just drag these in. And as it drags those particular files in, we'll get a nice little preview. Now from this preview, what we can also do is that we can adjust these PDFs to make them correct. So you'll notice, for example, on some of these receipts, the orientation of them are not correct. Well, what we can do is that we can go into this particular one and we can adjust it as needed. Okay. So if we want to, Actually, we need to create our PDF for this as well. And then we can go in and we can adjust it. All right. Do you want to proceed? Yes. Oh, come on. Let's try that one more time. All right. All right, so we'll adjust those after the fact. What we can, for example, do is we can adjust the order of these things. Now, over here we have, for example, our summary. That looks good. So we can, come back over here. We can adjust the order for what we might like. So we can, for example, adjust these, maybe putting these documents up first. And once we're happy with it, we're going to go ahead and click this combine button, and it will create that PDF for us. Now, this is a standard PDF where we're going to end up with a multi-page PDF combining all these files into one. And so we end up with a 17-page PDF document. Now, if I wanted to, as I mentioned previously, I can come down here to this Organize Pages once this PDF is created. And this is going to be where I can adjust the orientation of something. So if something is not set correctly, okay, like this receipt is not oriented correctly, I can hover over this and I can go ahead and I can change the orientation of this. Sorry, these screens look remarkably similar. I thought you could do it in both, but unfortunately you can't. And so often what I will do is I will combine this PDF and then from here we will adjust the orientation to get it to be the way that we would like it to be. Okay. Now this is a single document. It's a 17-page document. So if I choose to print this, we're going to get all 17 pages of this document consolidated. Let's take a look at the other way of creating a PDF, which is a portfolio, which is a PDF of PDFs. Now for this one, we're going to go ahead and again, select this combine files, but we're going to come up here to the options and we're going to go ahead and select save as a portfolio. So we're going to come over here and let's go ahead and drag in our files again. Okay, and we're going to go ahead and select combine. Now, In this particular instance, it's basically just treating every single file as its own PDF. And you'll see when we get into our organized sections that you'll see separate PDFs inside of it on the left-hand side here, with each document being distinct from the other. This is really useful, for example, when you want to be able to send one PDF that has lots of information inside of it, that maybe has its own numbering system, its own table of contents index, and you don't necessarily want to merge them all together where that, you know, page numbers can be very confusing. The portfolio is a great way of being able to maintain separate distinct files from them, but you still end up with a single file that you can ultimately send to this person. Okay, so if we go ahead and we save this, let's just go ahead and save this to our downloads folder. We'll save it as a portfolio. Okay, if we go and we look at that particular file, it is a single document. Okay. It is just one file. In this case, it is 6 megabytes in size, but that one file contains all these other PDFs that go along with it. So it's a great way of kind of maintaining continuity of the files if they are distinct from each other. Now, if it's something like an expense report where you've got your overview and then you've got, for example, each supporting page, you wouldn't probably want to do this. But imagine you're sending lots of expense reports, but you want to send one file. So it might be the month, like the month of May as an example there, that might have 20 employee expense reports in it. Well, that'd be a heck of a lot easier to send one portfolio PDF with each of them maintained, that then the person can go through and select the document that they want for the person, rather than send, you know, 20 individual files with it. It's kind of like a zip, if you're familiar, an archive-based file. Let's go ahead and have our first review question. Alrighty, why are PDFs useful to create? Okay, is it multiple file types can be combined into one document? Absolutely. PDFs maintain their original formats? Absolutely. It can be printed and they always will look the same. They can be read by virtually every operating system. Okay, the correct answer here is all of the above. So in our next section, let's go ahead and talk about editing existing PDFs. Now, editing PDFs is definitely going to be something you're going to need to do in the standard or pro version. And Adobe Acrobat DC makes it easy to be able to edit both existing PDFs as well as to originate content in a new PDF. It's pretty easy overall. In terms of editing PDFs, you got a couple of different features and functions. You can, for example, use the organize pages to reorder or to change orientation without changing the source documents. And you can also actually edit the page itself. You can, for example, go in here and you can change the written word. Okay. That's one of the reasons why generally PDFs can't be 100% relied upon, in the sense that I can't 100% attest that this document has not been modified. Now, there are ways that you can. You can restrict editing. You can digitally sign the document. But the fact that PDFs can be modified and edited make it where we have to be careful about the provenance of the documents that we're working with. Let's go ahead and take a look at a couple of specific editing functions inside of Acrobat. First one, let's talk about the organizing pages. We already kind of talked about this a little bit, and I showed you how I can adjust the orientations to get things pointed the right direction. Now, gone are the days that you have to do the original editing in the file and then save it again. With the standard and pro version, you can do some of the modifications and edits right inside the document. I will tell you, any major modifications that you work on, you know, any of the big stuff, you know, if you need to edit paragraphs of something or swap out like an image for something, you're always best going back to the source file and doing it. However, for simple modifications, adjustment of orientation, or if you're combining a PDF and creating something like a portfolio or a combined PDF, yeah, go nuts. You know, go ahead and use the edit functionality inside of it. Good news is it's there and ready for you. Okay. Now, the easiest one is this organize pages functionality. The organize pages functionality gives you the ability to replace pages, rotate pages, delete pages, add new pages from an existing file, reposition, as well as create additional pages from the current PDF. So this particular feature and function is really useful when you've got a document and you want to just basically make some modifications and changes to that, mostly if the documentation is already there, in the sense that the written word is there, the pages are there. You just basically want to modify it to, you know, correct orientation or replace a page or add a page or supplement a page or something, something like that. Let's go ahead and take a look inside the application. So inside of Acrobat, what we're going to go ahead and choose here under Create and Edit is choose this Organize Pages function. So I've just got a simple PDF here of an expense reimbursement form. And if we look up top, we will see that we have some additional options here when we select the Organize Pages. We can, for example, extract pages so that they create a separate document. We can choose Extract and Delete from the source. So if we have a document and we want to cut it up, the opposite of combine, we can do that. We can either copy them into a new document or copy them into a new document and delete as well. We can also insert. So if we have additional content that we want to insert in, it's kind of like a quasi-combine as well. We can also replace a particular page. So if we have a replacement to a receipt in the context of this expense report, we can do that easily. And we can also split it. We can split it based off of number of pages or file size if we need to. You know, so I could say, hey, create this document and then make it, you know, each document that it's split from is 2 pages long. Or we could say, you know what, it's a really big document, you know, I don't want each document to be more than 5 megabytes in size, so I can easily email it to somebody else. Let's go ahead and take a look at inserting pages. Well, as you would expect, I can insert it through any number of methods that are available in the combined. I can, for example, go to our clipboard. I can insert a blank page. I can download from a website. I can do whatever I'd like with this. So if we go ahead and just add our additional pages here, it functions virtually just like a combine. And I could tell it, for example, to insert it before or after whatever page in the document that I would like. Okay, so we can see it's adding this in here. Now from here, I can go ahead and, as before, adjust the orientation of anything that I would like. Now, I can also right-click on these and I get another menu option that will pop up for me. And that other menu option will give us the ability on a page-by-page basis to insert from here, replace from here, extract from here, or rotate, or in, you know, make any sort of additional modifications or changes that we would like. And so if we wanted to, it's just an example here, replace this one, we can go ahead and right-click on this, select Replace Pages, and we could choose to replace it, as an example, with maybe this document here. And it'll extract that one and put that new document in, asking us to replace that page. So there we go. Likewise, we can go over here to split. And if we wanted to, we could say, you know what, this is 17 pages long. Let's go ahead and split this into 3 documents of 5 pages roughly a piece. Okay. And it has now been split into 4 different documents for us to use. So pretty cool in terms of how we can structure that. Now, we can also actually edit the document itself. We're going to do a specific podcast just on editing, just so we are familiar with all the different kind of cool things that we can do with this. But I'll just briefly give you an overview of what you can expect to do with this. With editing, we can add and modify and delete images and text inside the actual document itself. Okay, it's just going to be through the edit feature. So just to kind of familiarize you with what this kind of looks like, when we're in the edit functionality, we can change virtually anything about this document. Okay, and there's a lot of features and functions with it. You know, for example, adding text, removing text, cropping pages, adding footers, removing footers, watermarks, and more. But in a nutshell, what this allows us to do is to go page by page, and we can modify anything that we would like. You know, so this is why you got to be a little bit careful with respect to relying on PDFs as being fully correct. You know, let's say, for example, I wanted to go modify this expense from the name. It wasn't Johnny CPE, it was John CPE. We can do that. Or if we wanted to, we could even come down here and we can modify this receipt to being a different amount. Okay. Just realize that, you know, these PDFs will get scanned, and even something that is digital like this can be fabricated if you're not careful. So you got to be careful with it. Even for stuff that is scanned in, you know, stuff that essentially was a printed receipt, as an example here, we can go ahead and modify as well. As long as it's a roughly, you know, supported font, it'll go ahead and work for us, and we can actually see here it's converting this into editable text, which is pretty nifty. So one of the cool things is that when you do edit the PDFs, it will scan that particular document using a technology called OCR, optical character recognition. And if it's something that can be recognized as text, it will be recognized as text and then making it available for editing. So we can see here, this is an actual printed page, you know, and if we wanted to, we can actually come in here and I could change this, you know, from being Steve Yass to Steven Yass. And it does a pretty good job with respect to how it recognizes the text. And overall, it's pretty cool. This is definitely worth its own podcast. So I'm just mostly pointing it out that this is one of the things that you can do with this tool. Now, one of the other really cool things that we can do is we can actually take PDFs out. Okay, so one of the questions that usually gets popped up here, hey, I've got this, you know, Acrobat PDF document. Is there any way to take it back to what its original document was? And most of the time it's going to be a document, a spreadsheet, or a presentation. And the answer is, yeah, you absolutely can. Okay, and it will do the same for text files as well. And this is great when you don't, for example, have the actual document itself and you want to be able to kind of recreate it, you know, in the sense of like, hey, I don't have the actual printed document, but it would be really great if I didn't have to start from scratch in terms of rekeying this information in. So if we go and look inside of Acrobat and we look at our export PDF function here, okay, and we click this export PDF, this is where we can actually take this document out and we can go ahead and we can take it into another format, whether it be Word, a spreadsheet, PowerPoint, whatever. Now, I'm going to be honest with you here. It doesn't do a fabulous job. It does about the best you could hope for. Spreadsheets tend to not work as well as, for example, documents. But, you know, if we're just trying to basically just get something together, this is a heck of a lot easier than just starting from scratch. So we'll take our expense form here. We're going to go ahead and just export it to Word. And when I've used this functionality is mostly kind of around, again, rekeying of data. You know, I just need to get the data recognized. I just need to get it on the actual page itself. I need to ultimately do a lot of formatting to get it work right, but it saves me a heck of a lot of time in terms of having to retype everything in here. So we're going to let that run here for a minute, and when that's done, we'll take a look and see what it looks like. But while we wait, let me go ahead and talk about one of the other cool things that you can do, which is you can scan documents with this. Okay. Now, when you scan something with this, it will run a process called optical character recognition, and it will try to recognize the actual page text itself. And this is really kind of cool because it allows you to take something physical, you know, like a piece of paper, scan it, and then be able to edit it in Word, Excel, PowerPoint, wherever you happen to be doing this particular file. And so it's a great way of being able to originate and kind of get documents that are in paper format to actually get them on the physical page inside of Word, Excel itself. Now, there's a couple of different ways that you can handle this, okay? You can do a physical scanner. So if you happen to have a physical scanner in your office, great, that will work for you. But my preferred method with respect to authoring is I really don't use my physical scanner anymore. What I actually end up using more than anything else is my cell phone. I will point out that both for iOS and Android, there is the Adobe Scan app as well as the Adobe Acrobat app. And if you, as long as you're using the standard or pro version of DC, you already are licensed for this. And it's a great way to be able to take a scan of something out on the road. And it will do the full optical character recognition, the full features of PDF that we've been talking about right from your handset. And I find this to be the most effective way. So if I'm out at a client, for example, and they've got some receipts, you know, that I need to take a scan of, they've got maybe some, you know, the management representation letter, an 8879, something like that. Well, guess what? I could just go ahead, whip out my phone, take a picture of it, and I can create a PDF right from my handset. And that is so much easier than the days of having to, you know, bring a portable scanner with me. Now, if I intend on doing a lot of scanning, well, yes, that is when I'm going to go ahead and bring that portable scanner. I'm personally a big fan of the Canon scanners as well as the Fujitsu. Both great for different reasons. If you had to push me one or the other, I'm going to say that Fujitsu scanner is definitely going to be the, in general, the Fujitsu scanners are definitely going to be better for business documents and business scanning. So the just realize that you can create those PDFs directly from your handset or from your physical scanner if you happen to have it. Let's go ahead and have another review question. Okay, how can you save time recreating a document when you only have a PDF version available? Okay, is it emailing the person that you that sent you the PDF and asking for the original document? You know, you could do that, but that's certainly not going to save you much time. Is it copy and paste the data back into the source application? No, that's probably not going to do a great job either. The correct answer here is going to be using Adobe Acrobat DC to export that back to that source application. Now, speaking of which, let's go ahead and switch back and take a look at our conference report so you can kind of get a sense of what this looks like. So, we have our source conference report here. Oops, let's try it one more time. We have our source conference report here. Okay, this is what it looks like in Acrobat. We've gone ahead and exported it using the export functionality, and we have taken it to Word. Here is what it looks like in Word. Pretty good for the most part, I gotta say. You know, there's some weirdness with respect to the fonts and such, but you know what? This is a fully editable document that we can then modify for our heart's content. This is an editable PDF. How cool, right? So we can get the full features and functions of this right back inside of Word without having to rekey this whole document in. Now, some stuff, for example, may or may not come in correctly, might create an image, you know, like, for example, this is an image right here, so I can just delete it. But if it is text, if it is selectable text, as an example, that will be brought into Word that you can then modify to your heart's content. So I find this to be a great way of being able to modify PDF when I don't have access to the original source material. Now, we can also extend PDFs to include multimedia, which is also pretty nifty too. We can embed video, we can embed audio, we can embed 3D objects, lots of different stuff with it. Now, this is a sword that cuts both directions. It's great because we can extend the document to include these rich multimedia types. But again, this is where also we need to be a little bit aware with respect to what this does to the document itself, in the sense that the fact that it's not always just text or images makes it kind of a security risk, because you can actually also embed malicious code and malicious software and malicious links inside of this. So just be aware it's there more than anything else. Now, when used correctly, this allows us to be able to add videos, audio files, 3D objects, and other stuff directly in it. And users, for example, that can open up that PDF document and see a video or hear your voice inside that particular document. You can also embed stuff from the web, too. Just, you know, PDF is essentially a much bigger document than just straight text. Now, we use it 99% of the time just for invoicing and for correspondence, but it can do so much more. Now, in our next section, let's introduce and talk about some of the things that we can do for sharing and reviewing documents. And we'll probably have to explore hands-on with some of these features in a future podcast, but let's at least talk about some of the things that we can do with respect to communicating back on these documents. You know, for example, providing comments, feedback, questions, things of this nature, and how we can basically kind of speed up this review process. And then maybe even ultimately create something like a form that can be sent out to other people to review and sign. And now we have a digital document that collects information correctly for us. Now, the intention for this is to kind of help cut down on emails, help prevent miscommunication, speed up our processes, and create a way to organize information more efficiently and effectively for our companies. Now, once we've created our PDF, we can actually share that PDF with whomever we'd like right from the Acrobat application. We have a couple of different things. We can share and send for comment. We can just go ahead and share it. We can send it out for signature and review. Lots of different opportunities. In a nutshell, what Acrobat allows us to do is in a one-stop shop, be able to create a document and then collect feedback and collect signatures and collect other things that are necessary in that document lifecycle. Now, one of the most common features is this sharing and sending for comments. Now, technically, these are different tools, but they can be implemented very similarly with it. Now, when we just share something, you can put in somebody's email and just send them that document this way. Okay. Now, if we choose send for comments, it shares that document that also allows the ability for people to provide commentary, feedback, and review on that particular document itself. Now, the sharing is a great opportunity when you got a big old PDF, maybe it's 20, 30, 40 megabytes in size, and you know that's not going to get sent through on email. It's going to get rejected for being too large. Well, what Acrobat will do is it stores inside of Adobe's cloud, and then we'll just send a link to somebody saying, hey, Steve has sent you something for you to check out. Click this link to review it, and they can review it. Now, if we just send it to them to download, they can just download it. But if I'm sending it for them to review, they can go ahead and review it as well and provide feedback, highlight text, ask questions, so on and so forth. We'll take a look at that here in a minute. Now, if we're commenting and reviewing on PDF, we have a whole range of tools available to us. We can do sticky notes. We can highlight text. Those are always been there and they always will be there. And often that's what we're doing most of the time. When somebody sends me a contract, an agreement, something to review, I'm mostly highlighting stuff. I'm putting sticky notes where I have questions so they can see, you know, where I've left feedback. Now, there are other additional text markup. You can underline, you can strike through, you can replace text, you can insert text. This is quasi-editing PDFs as well. And you can create a note anywhere by just right-clicking it and selecting, hey, leave me a note. Now, we have other tools as well, okay? We, for example, can use a whole range of markup tools, for example, like stamps, the pencil, the text box to like kind of draw on it. The pencil tools allow us to draw on the document like it were a pen, you know, on a physical piece of paper. If we happen to have a tablet or we're doing this on our cell phones, a lot easier to do with a finger rather or a stylus, you know, rather than a mouse cursor, you know, so this gives us the ability to physically write up the documents any way that, you know, that we choose to do so. Okay. Now, also we can attach other stuff back to this document as well, you know, so we can attach really kind of any PDF, anything that PDF can accept, anything Acrobat can accept, I can attach it back to that file and send it back to somebody. So if somebody sent me an agreement or, you know, a contract or a bill or an invoice in PDF, and I want to send something back to them, well, I can attach that file as a comment and send it back to them as well. Now, when that person gets that back, they can sort and filter through those comments as well. They'll see those comments occurring throughout the document, typically sequentially. So when they see a comment, they're going to see it in line with where that comment occurred. They can also choose to print all of these comments and see them one by one on a separate sheet of paper if they'd like to as well. Now, we can also, for example, do stamps, which are pretty nifty. Okay. Stamps, for example, we can stamp something as sign here, received by, draft, confidential, lots of pretty cool things that we can do with this. And you can also create your own stamps too, which are pretty nifty as well, like your own company stamp, like with your company logo. Or if you wanted to create a stamp for example, like, you know, for your company logo with a specific warehouse location or office location so that you can know that it was received and reviewed by that particular location. Okay, so let's just take a quick look and see where some of these sharing and comments are, and then we'll come back in a future podcast and dive into how we would explore many of these tools. So if we come over here under our share and review, this is where we're going to see our sharing and reviewing options. Okay. So as an example here, if we've got our standard PDF, okay, so here is my Acme expense report. Let's just say it's a big old document that we want to send to somebody else that we know will not go through email because it's too large. We'll come over here to tools. We'll go ahead and select this share button. Okay. I can go ahead and put in somebody's email. So we'll say demo@cpetoday.com. There we go. Okay, I can also add a deadline. So I can say, you know what, I really want you to download this by the 25th. And I could say whether or not they can comment on this. And so the comments button right here, this really kind of turns off and on the ability for somebody to be able to review and provide feedback. Let's try that one more time. Okay, so this button and this button are the same thing. The only difference is that this is either slid on or slid off, depending on what they're doing. I can also even indicate that I'd like to send them a reminder. So if they don't do it, you know, I can send them a reminder, but let's say by the 24th, you know, so if they haven't done something. Okay, so we've now sent that out. We can see that I am the owner. I can send it out to multiple people if I would like to as well. And we could see whether or not they've actually done this. And we can go ahead and open this up inside of our favorite internet browser. And we could see what that link would look like for them. Okay. So if we go ahead and open up this link, they don't even have to have Acrobat installed. It will 100% run inside of this browser. And this is where that person can review and provide comments on that particular document. Okay, it's going to take a second for this to load up here. But this would be, for example, where they can say, you know, let's say, for example, leave a little, oops, let's go ahead and continue. We'll say Johnny Demo. Okay, and this is where Johnny Demo, for example, can go ahead and leave a comment. Is this correct? Seems high. Okay. This is where Johnny, for example, also can highlight text, you know, so on and so forth. And these changes, because this is synced through the Adobe DC cloud, are going to be transmitted back to the original person who put this file together. And it might take a little bit of time for those changes to kind of come through here, but we'll eventually see those changes pop through. And we'll see those changes. Let's see if we can push them out. Let's see if we can push those out here. Okay, we will see those changes pop through automatically. And so, in fact, if we just close and reopen that file, we'll see, in fact, the highlight as well as the comment will pop through here, which are pretty nifty. Now, we have a whole range of editing, reviewing options. You know, we can strike through, we can highlight, we can also do what are called stamps. You know, we'll introduce this and explore how to create custom stamps in another podcast. But stamps are pretty nifty. Let me just go ahead and open up a different PDF now. Come on. There we go. And we could stamp something as being, for example, draft or confidential or highly confidential for that matter, or when it was received by. Okay. Come on, come on. There we go. Okay, so we can come over here and we can go ahead and select our stamp tool. And this is where we, for example, could say that this expense report is approved. Lots of different options with respect to stamps. We can have dynamic stamps that will show the name of the person and the company. We can, put our signing stamps. We can even create our own stamps if we so desire. So we'll talk about some different kind of cool things that we can do with those as well in a future podcast. Okay, our last couple of features and functions around sharing that we want to dive into are going to be around comparing PDFs as well as measuring PDFs. Now, one of the cool things with the comparing functionality is that if we, for example, have two documents, that we can compare them to see if there's any differences between them. We can compare the text, we can compare the images and graphics, the headers and footers, and more. This is really useful if you, for example, had a document. You want to ensure that the document that you received was the document you sent. Okay, think about a contract, for example, and you draft an agreement, a contract, it might be 100 pages long, you know, and you want to make sure that what you're getting back from the client was the original contract that you sent, you know, that the client didn't modify, you know, section 88, subsection 8, section A or something, you know, and you want to make sure that there's no material changes to the original contract or agreement. Well, what you do is you plop in using the compare functionality, the document you originally sent with the document you got back, you know, with A being the original and B being the one you received. And this will tell you if there's any changes, like if the text had changed, the headers had changed, anything like that. It's a great way of ensuring that the document did not modify from the time that you sent it, other than the signature and the time you got it back. Likewise, if somebody sent you a document and they don't, you know, there's been revisions to it, but you don't know where those revisions occurred. Again, you can put in document A, compare it to document B, and it'll tell you when something changed so that you can compare those two. You can compare the whole documents. You can compare page ranges if you'd like. And it'll even create a comparison document so that you can kind of see the differences between them, and it'll create a whole report because there's different types of edits. There could be edits, there could be deletions, there could be additions, and you can compare them side by side in page by page to kind of understand where those changes might have occurred. You can even filter some of these changes. So you can turn on annotations and you can view some of the modifications and changes so that if you want to understand, for example, text versus a text modification versus a addition text or deletion text, you can filter down just to see those differences between them. You can even print that report and see a summary of that so you can clearly and easily understand what modified or changed. Now, the last feature and function that is in our sharing and reviewing is measuring. Okay. This allows us to put a grid overlay with respect to the actual document, and we can measure something. This is really useful if you were, like, let's say an engineering architecture, and you want to understand something that has been designed to scale. So if you want to see, you know, for example, how big something is in a document, 1 inch, 2 inch, 3 inch, something like that. I've had clients, for example, that have done manufacturing and they need to be very clear about size and scale of things. Well, you can measure this. And if something's designed to scale inside the document, using the measuring functionality will tell you exactly how big something is. It can look at a current measurement. It can calculate delta values. It can scale for you. You can even export all those measurements to Excel. And as long as you can see the document and you can use a mouse, you can be able to measure things to determine how large they are. And again, remember, everything on a PDF comes back to a physical piece of paper. So it's the equivalent of taking that physical piece of paper and using a ruler to determine how big something is on that physical piece of paper. So pretty cool tool for those specific use cases that need it. So that does bring us to the end of our podcast for today. Let's go ahead and have our final review question. What tool will allow for quick version comparison between PDF documents? Okay, so if I wanted to compare two things, what would it be? Would I use the measure tool? Nope. That would be a great thing to measure the size and scale of something. Would I use the comment tool? No, I would not use that. That would be a great way to provide feedback on a document. What would I use? I would use the compare tool. That would be the way that I would want to measure, or sorry, not measure, but compare two documents with each other. So we covered a lot of ground today. We mostly focused on the different ways of creating PDF documents and the benefits of those different methods and the variations between them, whether we're creating a single document, several documents, a portfolio versus a combined PDF, creating a PDF from a web page, or even just creating from a blank document itself. We talked about some of the different ways that we can edit PDFs, which we'll explore in future episodes more deeply so you can understand some of the limitations that come from modifying and editing PDFs, as well as introducing some of these sharing and reviewing functions inside of Adobe Acrobat Pro, which we'll also explore in future episodes as well, learning about some of the different ways that we can provide feedback and review and incorporating feedback and review in our own workflow. So in addition to what we're going to that we already discussed and we'll explore deeper in future podcasts, we in future episodes are really going to take a deep look at forms and signatures using Adobe Acrobat and Adobe Sign for collecting e-signatures, as well as how we can protect and standardize our documents so that we can encrypt them, so that we can restrict editing for them to kind of increase the reliability on the actual document itself so we can actually have something that's reliable. We'll also talk about best practices as it relates to securing our documents to ensure that they don't have any sort of malware and what we can do to increase our security ourselves for documents that are sent to us to not infect our computers. Because again, as we talked about, PDFs can contain other stuff, whether they be videos or pictures or even source code for potential malicious applications. But what can we do to protect ourselves? Well, that does bring us to the end of our presentation today. And as a final reminder, if you enjoyed today's presentation and you are a financial professional, and I hope you are, as a reminder, you can earn credits for watching today's podcast. Head on over to cpetoday.com, use course code AAA2, take a short 5-question quiz, it'll take you 2 minutes, and you will get a credit for today's class. In fact, it will be a certificate PDF that you can download and open up inside of Acrobat and explore for yourself. You can find us on all social media channels as CPE Today. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and more. We'd love for you to leave a comment about our content. If you have any ideas for future podcasts and things that you'd like to see covered, please let us know. We're also trying to always post relevant and important news updates for financial professionals. So lots of great information you can find on our social media. Additionally, please consider subscribing. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and others. You'll always get notified about our new content whenever it happens to come out. And you can always watch live twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific, and ask questions as we're kind of going through the materials presented. So thank you so much for your time and attention today. It is an absolute pleasure being with you. As always, I look forward to seeing you back in the office the next time around. Best wishes and good luck.